Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has had two addresses over the last week. The first one, he was speaking about just the state of the nation and how dissatisfied he was about certain things. And then there was also an interview, an impromptu interview during a Q&A session where he spoke about the state of the NPA. This is what he had to say.
The NDPP did make that statement, and she has later said she used the wrong word about the infiltration. And I'm going to have a meeting with her so that she can really sort of download and take out of her chest some of the challenges. She is facing a number of challenges, but the NPA has really done considerable work to stabilize itself as well as to go on with various prosecutions. Now, quite often, we look at those where there's failure or where there are mistakes, and we think that the whole system is not working. And she will be able to speak to that herself, and as she does when she talks to me. So I don't believe that there is state capture now that is underway in the NPA. I do believe that there are some really good prosecutors in the NPA, and there are those who are putting a lot of effort, and a number of cases are being prosecuted, and including those that came out of the Zondo Commission.
Now, he was responding to a statement that had been made by Shamila Batoy, the National Director of Public Prosecutions, who said that the NPA is infiltrated. She used that word specifically, right? Now, as you heard, the president says, well, he doesn't believe it's infiltration. And he even said that the NDPP retracted that particular word. I hadn't seen the retraction personally, but maybe when she spoke to him privately, she did say maybe it's not infiltration. It does, however, give rise to a question that we need to ask. Whenever President Cyril Ramaphosa speaks of the country, he's always shocked to learn something, or he's always viewing the country in a different light than we view it. It could just be that we as citizens are more critical than he is, and he's got a different temperament. Or it could be that he's just simply out of touch. Which one is it?
I think he wants to inspire confidence and consistently create the impression that we're not as bad as many think we are. But honestly, the word infiltration, I felt, was the correct one. It's unfortunate that now there's been a retraction of that word, because in many instances we spoke of a hollowed out agency or law enforcement agencies that had been weakened over time, deliberately so. And then now, if we've stated that, when did we now strengthen them? Because one would think that they were infiltrated then, which spoke to the weakening of these law enforcement agencies so that they serve a particular purpose and not arrest perhaps whoever is close to whoever is in leadership at the time. So when did we now strengthen them? Because I think if they were infiltrated, you're still working to cleanse most of these agencies of some of those elements. So it makes sense to say they're still infiltrated, naturally. So I don't get why they would be retracting that.
Look, there's also a thing that obviously presidents don't speak like we speak. I can say things like yay, ziyakhala, NPA, and not even qualify what I mean by ziyakhala and why I say that, right? As a president, especially a lawmaker, because he does, you know, he studied law and is one of the people that helped draft our constitution. I think he's just a lot more careful with the wording that he uses. But is that the true state of what the country is, Saul?
No, it's not, man. And I think at times, and maybe that's the problem when you say presidents don't speak like us. Maybe sometimes you have to speak like us, because we can see that, you know, things are falling apart, like the NPA is in shambles, for example. But I really feel like he is out of touch, and he's always concerned, and he's always saying he's going to look into things. And you can do that and say that to inspire a bit of confidence in you that, okay, you're doing something about it. But when you're in your second term and you're still looking into things, then it shows that there's no plan to actually fix things. He's almost like the president of Commission of Inquiries. There's always these inquiries, looking into things, investigating things, and nothing ever gets done, and the jig is up. So he's out of touch, and it's no longer working to say, I'm concerned, I will look into it, because you're not doing anything, bruh.
So listen to what the National Director of Public Prosecution, Shamila Batsoya, had to say herself now.
I have not had interference from any members of the executive whilst I have been the National Director. But what I do want to say is that there are other issues that I can't really speak about that actually makes me worry sometimes that the NPA is actually being infiltrated by people that do not have the rule of law at heart.
Did you hear that?
Hmm.
Nobody forced her to say that one. Came out clean out of her own mouth and said that.
Yeah.
Now that's a very, very, very far statement from what the president said. But yeah, you can decide for yourself and you can let us know what your thoughts are. Shame, man. The president's always surprised. Maybe he just lives in a different world to us, actually. He was even surprised to see the state of Johannesburg, a city where he resides.
On the streets, on the it's not only him who is not in touch. His entire party is out of touch with the reality of South Africa. Youth unemployment is at its highest, and they want to celebrate Youth Month.
Yeah, the entire party, man, if we're being honest. But maybe this is indicative of them singing from the same hymn book.
Ramaphosa is not in touch. He doesn't know what's happening. He doesn't know what he's doing in Ayalapaya. He came to Joburg. He was surprised that the city is dead. Where does he live? Where does he drive? That he doesn't see with the potholes all over and the traffic lights not working. It's just a waste of time, Ramaphosa.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Because they've proposed that there needs to be a national dialogue. Is this dialogue going to be helpful? Because hopefully maybe people will get to ventilate some of their frustrations about the country. We may discuss some of the solutions. Do you think that will be helpful, Saul?
No.
Ew.
No. We've done the talking. There's dialogues in parliament every day. There's commissions, there's all these things, indabas, employment indabas, youth empowerment things, summits always happening. Nothing gets done. We need to do stuff. We're done talking. We've been talking.
Mpundo, to say he inspires confidence, I think that is a wrong connotation as well. Cyril Ramaphosa is a monumental failure. We must just accept that. Remember, he is in that position due to the DA, not because of the people of South Africa that voted for him. The people rejected him. They rejected the ANC. They rejected his leadership. And as far as Batohi is concerned, she is also a catastrophe, a monumental failure as well, as far as the NPA is concerned. As we discussed the Racha issue, the rot is so deep, it's been unbelievable. These guys are out of touch.
Yeah. Look, NPA, yeah, paliatlim. Hey? These guys are taking L after L. Ace Makhashule case, Zakal.
Gone.
Majela Koko case, getting struck off the road. Kuningi njibal. But that does Ella now.
You see what happened in the portfolio committees when Sikhe Lonzi was exposing people who work in the NYDA. You have no idea what they're doing. When Gwede is appointing his son and everybody else to CETA, that's what you need fixing. Not the talking and the workshops or the talk shops, rather.
I think President Tetu, it reminds me of my boss. A lot of people, they know what is the problem. They say when they're supposed to see solve or come with a plan B, Muntata, I will cross the bridge when we're there. They say I'm both outside, which I will reveal and to let me sit my see solve it. At a moment, I can't recall. Now, yeah, now President Tetu, I will look on it. I think they are ignorant. Abantunche. About Lapo to that position by lucky, not what they have insight or wisdom of it. If you can't solve a problem, or backbone or which you will see, will cross the bridge when we're there. My safe figure will cross the bridge when we're there. I will look on it. Aibo. I know people like that. Labo Bant Labo. I'm an ignorant shame by Yeti. I Balapulo so slalom over by a pattern, not to say it's coming from bottom of the heart or they have wisdom of that. I include him. At this time, I is going too far. Guys, sninking and chancha in South Africa.
Always shocked, always surprised.
Yes, Bonogotio Cyril is out of touch with reality. Also, look at the policies that he pursues. You can tell that this person is not living in the same South Africa as us.
Let's be chilling on my smart seats.
Kwakhiwa leya power station at the Bompo. Nanjwa was the guy was involved in their project. But my God, was you.
ngikhulu position engakho kanjani wobu interest so yeah ubangala qho umuntu obangalayo president futhi esathusi le
that's fine.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.